A lot of times, the kids growing up in their homes in the city, wherever it might be, they don't get an opportunity to go fishing. So when we went, I had a group of boys, maybe about six of them, and around the ages of 10, 11, 12, or 13. And so we got our fishing gear, they got their poles, they had their tackle and their worms, and when we got over to our spot where we were going to be catching fish, we said a prayer first. So we would say a prayer, we asked our Lord and our Blessed Mother and St. Peter for help catching fish. And then I helped them put their worms on the hooks and they started fishing. But I asked them the question right away at the beginning. I asked them, do you know the secret to catching fish? And you can imagine 10, 11, 13-year-old boys have all sorts of different answers. Oh, yeah, it's about the bait. No, not about the bait, it's about the tackle. No, it's about where you fish, or the sunlight, or the clouds, the weather. They have all sorts of answers, but they didn't say the one answer I was looking for. So I kept, saying, you guys haven't figured it out yet. You haven't figured out the secret to catching fish. And I tried to help them, tried to give them some hints, but eventually I had to tell them that if you want to catch fish, you have to pray. When you fish, pray. You know, you have a great opportunity just for some silence and to pray and ask our Lord for help to catch the fish. And that's what I would like to talk about today here this morning. Not about fishing, but about praying. And how important it is for each and every one of us to pray every day. Prayer is the uplifting of our heart and our mind to Almighty God. Prayer is simply a conversation with God. And as the bishop would always say, there's never a long-distance phone call when we're praying to Almighty God. We can pray to God anywhere where we're at. Whatever our situation, whatever environment we find ourselves in, we are always able to uplift our heart and our mind to God. We're always able to ask Almighty God for the helps that we need. And my dear friends in Christ, I'd like to ask you a few questions, and I want you to ask yourself these questions. I call it the interrogation, but not so much. So the first question I'd like to ask you, for you to consider yourself, is how often do you pray during the day? We all have different duties. We all have different responsibilities. Some of us are in school. Some of us are working. We're at home taking care of the kids. We're grandparents. We all have different duties and responsibilities. But for ourselves, how often do we pray during the day? And another question we should ask ourselves is, when we pray, what do we ask for? When we pray our morning prayers, for example, is it just routine? Is it, okay, time for morning prayers, make the sign of the cross, kneel down, pray real quickly, make the sign of the cross, and off on our day? Or when we pray, do we actually have intentions? Do we ask our Lord for help? Do we have special thoughts in our mind when we pray? Do we make that time of prayer special? And that gets to the most important question that we should ask ourselves, and that is, do we pray well? It is very important that we, each and every one of us, pray well. And that's what I'd like to do this morning here, just to give you some help, give you some direction in regards to praying well, praying better. But first and foremost, if we are at a point right now where we think about our prayer life and we realize that our prayer life is not where it should be, the first step is we should ask our Lord and our Blessed Mother for help. Ask God the Holy Ghost for help. That would be a really good intention for us to have during the Pentecost Novena coming up, starting on Friday, is ask God the Holy Ghost, please teach me to pray. Prayer is the key to salvation. Without prayer, it's impossible for us to save our soul. Without prayer, without our effort, we're not going to achieve salvation. But there are different types of prayer. The most common type of prayer we're familiar with is vocal prayer. Vocal prayer is like when we pray the rosary. When we pray the rosary, we pray the words, we say the words, and then in our heart we think about the things that we are meditating upon. Vocal prayer is important. For example, we have our morning prayers and our night prayers, even little prayers during the day. Like during the time of temptation, when something goes wrong, or we get bad news, Jesus, please help me. Jesus and Mary and Joseph, I love you, save souls. Those are very simple vocal prayers. But the other type of prayer is the mental prayer. Mental prayer is meditation. Meditation is thinking about the truths of our faith. Mental prayer is thinking about the life of our Lord, the life of our Blessed Mother, the angels and the saints, and doing our very best to So we have the two types of prayer, the vocal prayer, like our rosary, and then also we have mental prayer. So there was one of the priests, he oftentimes, I've heard him say from sermons, that when it comes to prayers, it's important that we not only say them, but we truly pray them. It's one thing to be like a robot. So if you're a robot, when you pray the rosary, just saying the words, but your mind is off on distant things that have nothing to do with regards to our faith, regards to God, those prayers that are said with distractions are not pleasing to Almighty God. So our prayers, we have to do our very best to be focused, to be attentive when we are praying. It's not always easy, especially for mothers. I know for mothers it's oftentimes difficult. Sometimes when, for example, even coming up to receive Holy Communion, for mothers, they're taking care of their infants or their children, and their children are struggling to get away and struggling, you know, the children don't understand, they're too young. That's certainly a distraction for parents. It's not easy. Almighty God understands that. When we have distractions that come towards us or duties that we have to take care of, we do the best we can. But it is willful distractions. It is willfully putting our mind elsewhere, not focusing on what is at hand, what that is displeasing to Almighty God. In fact, for mothers, when you are doing your very best to take care of your children, but at the same point in time to focus on your prayers, that is very pleasing to Almighty God. But it is a heavy cross. It is a difficulty. So there are two types of prayers, vocal prayer and mental prayer. But our Lord says today in the Gospel, he tells us, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. If you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Our Lord promises to hear our prayers. But how does it happen so often that when we pray for things, when we ask for help, that our prayers seem like they're not heard? I have heard of this situation that has come up multiple times. It is a case where one of the family members is dying. One of the family members is on their last leg here in this life. And all the other family members are praying that they recover. Whether it's a mother, whether it's a father, the situation varies. But a lot of the other family members are praying earnestly that mom recovers, or dad gets better, or grandpa or grandma, that, you know, that they survive this illness or this injury or this whatever it might be. But they pray and they ask our Lord for help to keep them with us, but they still go. They end up passing away. The family members who were praying, I have seen it happen before, they become frustrated with God. Why did you take mom? Why did you take dad? Why did you take grandpa and grandma, my brother, my sister? I prayed and I asked you for help, and you still took them. And now I'm just surrounded with hardship and misery and difficulty. My spouse is gone. My children are no longer with me. Why did you take them from me? Those are temptations. Those are crosses that come to us. And my dear friends in Christ, when we do pray, understand that God grants our prayers, or he grants us something that is better. For example, sometimes we pray and we ask for things that are not good for us. We ask for things that would be harmful to our soul or to the souls of our family members. Would you want mom or dad or grandpa or grandma to stick around in this world if they could leave right now and save their soul? Would you want your prayers granted if you had another year or another 2 years, 5 years or 10 years with mom or dad or grandpa or grandma, but that meant they would lose their soul for all eternity in that time? We certainly wouldn't want our prayer to be heard if we knew that our loved ones would lose their soul if they stuck around here in this world. God knows what's best for us, and he knows what's best for our family, friends, and loved ones. But there are some things that we can do to help make sure that our prayers are heard when we do pray. And there are some different conditions for prayer. Oftentimes, our prayers are not heard because we do not pray well. We do not pray in a manner that is pleasing to Almighty God. When we pray, we should pray with attention. We should do our very best before we pray to be able to take a few moments, a few minutes, just to clear our minds, to clear our thoughts, put away the distractions, so that way we can focus on the presence of Almighty God. We can focus on lifting up our hearts and our mind to God. Next, after that attention, is humility. We should make an act of humility before we pray. Understand that God is infinite. God is without bounds. He always was and always will be. But we are finite. We are but a speck of sand on the beach or a drop of water in the ocean compared to God. And even that analogy doesn't come close to describing how great God is compared to us. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is with us on our altars, when we come into church, we should make that act of humility, that we are nothing before Almighty God. That's why when we genuflect when we come into church, how valuable it is for us to think about that genuflection when we make that coming in, or when we leave. So we have the two conditions to start, the attention and humility, but then we should also pray with great desire and confidence. How important it is that when we pray, that we have a confidence that God will hear our prayers, or He'll grant us that which we ask for, or something better. And also we must persevere. Parents, you do not always grant your children everything they ask for. Oftentimes they ask for things that are not good for them. I remember for my family growing up, when we would buy groceries, we'd oftentimes bring to our parents these things like snacks or cookies or pop or chips, things that were not so healthy, and we were always told, no, put it back. But we would try a couple times until we realized it was never going to work. But so too for us, when it comes to our prayer life with Almighty God, Almighty God's not going to grant every single request that we ask for, because He knows what's best for us, and He wants us to persevere. He wants us to persevere in asking for His help. So the different conditions are to pray with attention, humility, great desire and confidence, and perseverance. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that we should pray daily with confidence and reverent devotion. My dear friends in Christ, prayer is the key to salvation. It is important that we pray every day. We should ask ourselves, how often do I pray during the day? What do I ask for when I do pray? And do I pray well? We should ask God the Holy Ghost, especially during this upcoming Novena for Pentecost, for the grace to be able to pray better, to pray in a manner that is more pleasing to Almighty God. Our Lord promises us, Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, He will give it to you. If we had faith but the size of a mustard seed, we would be able to move mountains. Our Lord promises that. So let us do our very best to pray well. And whenever we pray, let us do our best to finish our prayers with not my will be done, but thy will be done. Whatever we ask for in prayer, let us finish our prayers with that resignation to God's will. Not my will be done, but thy will be done. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.